This is Kim Dumain, State of the World Update with Dr. Peebles, Earth Changes, September 5th, 2021.
God bless you, Dr. Peebles. Here is a joy and a blessing when man and spirit join together in search of the greater truth and awareness. Today we would like to discuss that we believe all of you are noticing and seeing, some in a very negative way, in a quite a frightful way, the earth changes that are intensifying on your dear planet. Dear friends, this is going to continue to be a challenge for all the inhabitants of Earth. It has been foreseen and prophesied for many, many years, and many of you have noticed the signs. Some of you are more in shock as how you are seeing the intensified storms, the damage, the tornadoes, and all the places that you would never indeed anticipated there would be such an event. But more and more, the fires, you will see earthquakes. We have predicted these as well for you, not in a manner, of course, ever to scare you, but to forewarn you that you must indeed tune in and align more with your inner spirit so that you are guided, so that you have that communication with God, with spirit. But even more, we would ask all of you to tune in to Mother Earth and to provide, yes, with your own light, your own love and spiritual power and energy, the stabilizing force that is needed for Mother Earth at this time is responding to a cycle of events that has been ongoing for quite some time. And now indeed must be continued and releasing the pressure that has built up. The pressure, of course, that is building can be reduced, can be even ultimately eliminated at some point, but it is not just a physical problem, dear friends. It is not just about tectonic plates and rising ocean temperatures. It is more involving the consciousness of mankind. It is involving the level of hate, anger, depression, all the lower vibrational patterns that so many have sunk in, the energy of helplessness, of hopelessness, the tyranny that is occurring in the world by your world leaders that has led to much of the unrest that is resulting in the physical consequences of Mother Earth needing, of course, to cleanse herself of all of these lower energies. So the more that all of you who hear her words, who are aware of spirit's influence, who are understanding that you are connected not just to spirit, to your higher selves, to each other, but also to all living things on the planet, to Mother Earth, to the oceans, to the fish, to the rocks, the minerals, to the animals. You are all part of God's creations. And since you are indeed experiencing a physical lifetime, you are aligned, connected, and able to assist each other. Now, as human beings, you have free will. You have choice in how you choose, of course, to think, believe, and act. How will you proceed going forward? Now, it is one thing to project love, which, of course, we will always suggest, even though at times we see some of you saying, "Oh, what good will that do? This is physical." Where do you think it all started? A lack of love, dear friends. A lack of higher spiritual forces permeating into the earth plane through you, as well as every living thing. You have the power. And we just gently remind you of this, and we will continue to do so repeatedly until many of you who are awakened and aware get the message that you have the power to shift this first with your energy, your attitudes, your beliefs, and then, of course, by following up with action, with taking steps to eliminate some of the problems on the planet, the conflicts, changing leadership on the planet, looking more, yes, even directly within your own being. Where is the divide there? Where is indeed the lower vibrational patterns within you? Do you hate? Do you judge? Are you unkind? Are you holding an energy, emotional state of unloving attitudes toward others, and even to yourself, dear friends? For that is all contributing to the collective energy that is impacting the world, impacting these earth changes. Now, of course, some of you have heard the prophecies from many, many years ago, yes, even beyond this lifetime, where you would be in a time and place, yes, this incarnation, where you would see major changes on the planet's surfaces, and you will. But, as we have stated to many of you over time, the damage, the impact can definitely be minimized by your energies, by what you choose to hold in your consciousness. Are you going along with the fear messages? Now, of course, there's nothing wrong with being aware of what is occurring. To test out, indeed, what is indeed being experienced by others, that in many ways can help you understand and counteract those messages. So we ask that all of you every day, as part of your times of meditation, your times of spiritual practice, even when you are just being quiet and still, will you allow yourself to consciously call upon the higher forces that are with you? Yes, the energies of God, of spirit. They are right there for you. There is no limitation except that what you choose to believe, and bring them through you. See your being, your body, your mind, your spirit, your aura, radiating with this powerful vibrational force of light, of love. And that energy will continue to impact not only others, so that they will choose to live in a higher consciousness, but the earth itself. For the more that you can hold that energy, the less impact you will experience in the coming days as the earth continues to shift, as it continues to go through this process of clearing the energies. Now, indeed, there are many practices on the planet that are detrimental. There are many who, yes, in positions of power, and even those who are more of the common folk, who are not believing in this at all. Now, there's not much at this point you're going to be able to do about that. You are not here to change their minds. You're not going to change some of their minds. But indeed, many are having to experience this, so it can indeed stimulate a higher shift in their consciousness, in their bodies. So they begin to see the impact. They're not always making the connection that we are indeed offering to you of human emotion, energy, vibrational patterns, and the weather. But it is real. It is there. So all that you can do, dear friends, to keep, maintain a stable, calm state of mind is extremely important. How are you reacting to things around you? When you see the latest flood, the latest hurricane, the fires, no matter what is occurring, are you reacting in horror? Or can you indeed train your minds and discipline yourselves in your reactions to say, yes, it is unfortunate, but all involved are indeed experiencing what they have come here to experience. That does not mean that you don't offer your love and send that energy energetically to all who are impacted, whether they are still on the physical plane or have made their transition. This does not excuse you from being a compassionate, loving soul. But we do want you to try is to not react too much to the horse, for what that ultimately will do is lower your vibration and continue the spread of fear and terror. Now, many of you are wondering, goodness gracious, where could we move that would not have an impact from all these changes, these earth shifts? Well, indeed, there's not many, but we would instead recommend that all of you create an internalized state of safety for yourselves, for your loved ones and families, so that you are instead placing a bubble of light around your life, your property, so that you are indeed utilizing your free will, your power to create the reality that you wish to explore. So, as often you may have heard, yes, the news stories where a tornado rips through a neighborhood. But those who are in a state of prayer, who are indeed knowing that they are protected, will be one of the few houses that have not been impacted or destroyed by that storm. So, goodness gracious, dear friends, this is a chance to utilize all that you have learned, to indeed prove to yourself your power, so that you are no longer a victim or subject to anything that is occurring around you. For remember, dear friends, you are the creators. You, with every thought, every emotion, every belief, is sending out a very strong broadcast to the universe that brings back your experiences, that brings back either the assistance, the help, the love, or something of a lower vibrational pattern. You don't need that, dear ones. No, you don't. You have the knowledge, you have the abilities and the power to begin to shift the energies first, of course, always, within yourself. Not worrying so much about what others are doing, whether they believe in this or that, whether they are wearing a mask, or whether they believe climate change is real. We do believe that we are past that time of trying to convince, influence anyone. If they are open, if someone asks you what you believe, well then of course you have the right indeed to share your thoughts, your truth. Just remember, dear friends, your truth is your truth. It is subjective. It is for you. You do not know what others need to experience by whatever they choose to believe. Yes, at times indeed it is sad that others are not taking into consideration that they are connected to all, that you are living in a universe of collective consciousness. But indeed, again, you are not here to shift or change others. You are here in this crucial time of Earth's planetary development into the higher realms, into the higher consciousness, to hold the light for yourself, to radiate it out to all those who are open, ready, and willing to feel the impact of your energy. You don't have to say a word. You don't always have to do anything. Now, at times, your guides, your teachers, the power within you, your own God and higher self will impress upon you, will urge you to speak, to take action in a certain way. We do hope that all of you are open to that. For, of course, you are living in a physical world. You are in the third dimension. And as such, your action is often required. But use them both in tandem. Your ability to radiate out the higher energies of love and to take action at the same time when it is encouraged and impressed upon you. Many of you are working more closely with your guides and teachers. Will you remember that we are there? Will you ask for us to be part of your reality, of your lives, keeping in mind, of course, that we are not here to correct the mistakes that mankind has made, for they are indeed important, very strong and meaningful lessons associated with what you are all experiencing, not only, of course, on the personal levels, but on the collective levels as well. So as you band together with those of like mind, as you realize the power of your groups, yes, even if you cannot be directly in person with each other, just as you band together in thought, it is just as real, just as powerful. Then you will magnify the effects of the energies that you are transmitting and projecting out into the world around you. And of course, that energy will only, of course, benefit you as well. For you are bringing through the power of God, the power of light, healing you, lifting you up. So, dear friends, kindly try to remember that all that you do matters. All that you think and feel is of concern and has a greater impact not only for your life, but for all of life around you. Those around you, no matter what they think and believe, even if they are of an opposite persuasion, they are your brothers and sisters. Remember, even those that you would hate, even those that you would disagree with, can you send them your love? Not because you agree or approve, but because they are beings of God, just as you are. And your ability to send them love can impact them in ways that you can hardly even imagine at times. So we ask for you to be willing to send your light, your love, not only to those you like and approve, but to all. And to see what impact your love can indeed have on the world around you. The earth changes. Well, hold on to your hats, dear friend. They're going to continue. And indeed, know that you are safe, that you are guided. At times, some of you will be impressed upon that it is time to indeed pack up and move away. For those of you who are living on the coastal regions, it has never quite been safe for you. And you're going to see more and more storms, as so many of you have already heard. Now, for those of you impacted by the fires on the west coast of the United States, yes, indeed, that will continue. Will you send your light to those areas? For indeed, this is the ancient land of Mu here in the motherland, and we would hope that there could be some healing there. You are going to see more earthquakes, not only in the United States, but in regions, island states. There will be, when the earthquakes start, tsunamis as well. Again, dear friends, we do not bring this to your attention to scare you, to frighten you, but just to remind you of the power that you have to minimize such impacts, to impress upon even your leaders that this is real and that this is not fabricated or political statement at all. An action must be taken. Now, many of your world leaders have denied this, have played a little game with you, with Mother Earth, with each other, with themselves, goodness gracious, yes. And they said, nah, we're not going to pay attention to this. We'd rather continue to make money on things that we know are harming the environment. Well, that can no longer be stood for. That can no longer be allowed. By those of you who are aware of what is causing much of this, not only the emotions, the fear, the anger, the different vibrational patterns of the lower nature, but also the physical, greed, power, so many things, the emissions, the coal, so much indeed that you are aware of is real. You must impress upon your world leaders to not dilly-dally anymore. They have known about this now for quite a few years, and they are running out of time. But we, of course, want you to know that you are powerful, that you can create the change with the force of your collective energies. You also have, of course, the assistance of your off-planet friends and family who are not willing to allow the planet to be destroyed. For too many of their family, their friends, are on the planet living out their lives in a powerful mission of their own. More and more, you will begin to see their influence going beyond what the government, of course, is willing to disclose, so that you, as an individual, yes, will begin to understand that they are real, they are not meant to harm you, they are meant to assist you. There are many games being played with you about the alien disclosure. We would want all of you to look beyond what you are being told on many different levels, and to look more in your heart, to seek out the answers from your spirit, and to understand that there still is a powerful faction in your world leadership that wants to control the masses through, yes, deception, power, greed. Yes, an abuse of power on many levels. Not all now. So we don't want you to generalize and say all leaders are bad. There are many in power who would indeed wish to help, who are trying to put forth a different ideology into place to allow change. But the political factions across the planet, not just in the United States, but all over, in Europe, in Russia, in China, goodness gracious, it is everywhere. Some of those forces do not care about the impact that their policies can indeed create. So it is up to mankind to stand united together and stand for what is right, so that you will be able to create the balance, not only in the political structures, in the systems that have indeed been greatly impacted on the planet, but in Mother Earth herself, and that will minimize the damage. Now, we say to all very clearly, Earth will survive. Some of you will perish as you had designed and decided upon even before incarnating. But of course, as many as you know, there is no death. You will have your experiences here, and regardless of when or how you choose indeed to make your transition, it will be as designed as it was meant to be. So do not worry, dear friends. Train yourselves to live in a positive energy state, being, yes, more present, more aware of the power of the moment and what it offers to you, not only for the world around you, for Mother Earth, but for your own growth, for your own happiness. Call the energy of peace to you daily, regularly, consistently, and radiate that energy out. Do not wait for a reason or an excuse. Do it because you are alive, you are grateful for this opportunity to grow and to have these experiences, and to indeed enjoy the time that you are here, being more aware of the many opportunities for personal growth that this life is offering to you, often because of the challenges that you may indeed define as negative. It is because of those challenges that you can face yourself and clearly decide how you will respond, how you will choose to think and believe, even though you are on a planet of great conflict. You are also in a planet of great love, of joy, of beauty. We will hope that all of you will take our words to heart and will think seriously about how you will move forward now with all parts of your being, your mind, your body, your spirit, and bring them into harmony. And you will begin to see that harmony spread beyond you to other people, to other parts of the world. And together, you will create the upliftment that again has been prophesied that will indeed occur. We do love all of you so much. Know that we stand by you, as always, with love, with great hope and encouragement. Remind yourselves daily to call us into your lives where we can assist you as much as possible. God bless you all, and may the gods and may the kingdoms always be with you and bless you.